The stock market is rallying today after a big scare on Wall Street, but is your money safe? And later, could you be eating too much fish? If you are a fish, then the answer is probably yes, you filthy fucking cannibal. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. We've got all the news you need to start your day, or end your day, or just listen to in the middle of your day. Doesn't really matter on our end. You do you. Stay with us. Good news on Wall Street today. The Dow is back up after plunging nearly 2,500 points since last Wednesday. The downtrend began last week after a stock trader jumped out of a high-rise window, sparking fears of an impending recession. Today, more information is coming in about that deceased trader who, as it turns out, was fortunately just having marital problems. Here with details is OPR financial correspondent Remy Berglund. Remy, this was a close call.
It sure was, Leslie. After Goldman Sachs equity trader James Seifert splattered onto a Manhattan sidewalk last Wednesday, panic that he had killed himself to avoid an impending crash caused skittish investors to dump stocks and halt purchase orders. Selling intensified for nearly a week, culminating in Thursday's 1,200-point loss, one of the largest single-day drops in history. But luckily, it seems the trader did not have insider info on a looming bear market and instead was simply getting divorced. Here's Goldman Sachs spokesperson Lydia Myers-Delgado.
Everyone assumed Seifert jumped after losing his last penny on a bad trade. But the truth is, he'd gone home the night before to find his house emptied and a note from his wife saying she couldn't waste another instant pretending she still loved him. But I want to assure investors that there is no need for alarm. The market has already corrected itself, and people who held their investments have fully recovered what they lost last week.
This is good news for those of us who have aggressive portfolios. You can count me among investors who were concerned Seifert knew something we didn't about the market crashing. But how can we be certain he jumped just because of his personal life falling apart and not something more important?
Well, according to Seifert's coworkers, his marriage had been in shambles for months. Some even mentioned several instances of sobbing phone calls heard from inside his office.
That is a good sign.
I also spoke with two Goldman Sachs traders who were close with Seifert.
When I heard the news, I was so scared I couldn't even move. Without even thinking, I just immediately started unloading shares. I didn't even think to ask who jumped.
But then when we found out it was Jim, it was like, oh, never mind. He and Cheryl have been having problems for a really long time. We're good.
Oh yeah, I had been sleeping with her for like 6 months, so I told everyone, relax, the markets are fine. There's no need to freak out about a recession just because Jim face-planted on the cement.
It is kind of annoying we had to take this dent for nothing, though.
Yeah, I'll say. And how exactly are markets responding to today's good news?
As of this afternoon, the Dow is up another 50 points, putting it ahead of where it was when Seifert jumped in the first place.
All's well that ends well?
You said it.
Thanks, Remy. That's OPR's Remy Berglund. Concerning news coming out of the Mayo Clinic today. A new report conducted by their team of public health experts found that the number of Americans looking at their genitals and saying, huh, that's weird, is on the rise in the United States. We're joined by OPR medical reporter Jenna Resnick, who's going to fill us in on these unsettling findings. Thanks for joining us, Jenna.
Thanks for having me, Leslie.
So just how widespread is this trend?
Well, the researchers I spoke to said incidents of Americans unzipping their pants, looking down at their genitals, and saying stuff like, uh-oh, or that seems odd, has increased nearly tenfold since 1972. Now, up to 1 in 6 Americans have reported letting out a yikes upon viewing their bizarre-looking penis or vagina in the last year.
And what led researchers to decide to study this phenomenon?
I spoke to the lead scientist on the report, Tricia Willard, and this is what she had to say.
We thought it would be an interesting subject to collect some data on, as we had received many reports of these types of cases. But it was only after actually doing the survey, however, that we realized there was a full-blown epidemic of people being perturbed when looking at their gonads.
And what are the types of weird things these Americans were taken aback by?
Anything, really. Bumps, marks, sores, lesions, weird coloring. Sometimes it's even just the way the genitals smell.
Yeesh, that must be alarming.
It really is. I actually got to sit in on a study where researchers were bringing subjects in and having them examine their genitals, and a lot of them found their own genitals, well, atypical.
Okay, subject 8472 commencing.
Oh, shit. That is funky. What is that? I mean, it doesn't look bad. But it also doesn't look good.
Subject 8512.
That's, new. God, it looks kind of infected. Maybe it'll just go away after a while. Shit.
Subject 8673.
Oh, fuck! Oh, God! Oh, how did that get there? Oh, God! You're a doctor, right? Can you take a look at this? Please? Please help?
And what do doctors recommend these subjects do?
Regardless of what exact conditions patients might have, doctors have advised that they generally avoid scratching or rubbing whatever it is.
Yeah.
They also suggested perhaps getting some ointment and seeing if it clears up in a few days. Basically, they wanted to stress that people should try as much as they possibly can before seeing them for an appointment, since, you know, they don't want to see it either since it's pretty gross.
Makes sense. Luckily, I've got nothing to worry about since I was chemically castrated at the age of 6, but thanks anyway for all the useful info, Jenna.
My pleasure.
Hello, it's me, Jamie Lang, and I've got a new podcast, and this time there are no gimmicks. It's just great company. Because the thing is, I realize the reason I love podcasts so much is because they're a great way to connect with people.
Hello, I'm Youngblood.
Joe Brand.
I'm Paloma Faith.
Jay Blades.
Elizabeth Day.
Zara Larson. Casper
Lee. And I'm Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Apparently.
It's Great Company with me, Jamie Lang. Coming Wednesday, the 27th of March.
Well, if you thought that was all the news for today, I've got four more pieces of news for you. Number one, you're wrong. Here's what else you need to know today. The Department of Defense unveiled a brand new thing that shoots today. The shooting object reportedly cost $83 million and is capable of making people go bye-bye, as well as making some other bigger, more expensive things go boom. The CDC is issuing some new guidelines on how to properly lick your hands clean in order to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Similar to previous advice, the CDC still suggests you lick vigorously between your fingers and under your nails, but now recommends you lick for the same amount of time it takes to sing Happy Birthday. And U-Haul is begging its customers to stop using the company's storage units for loose milk, stating today in a press release that, quote, "While we can't force you to stop, we know you're doing it, and we just wish you wouldn't." And to that I say, try and stop me, U-Haul. Well, that's it for the topical on this Monday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, depending on when you listen. We know the news doesn't stop when this podcast does, so you can visit theonion.com for more on all the day's top stories. But whatever you do, do not take a single break from consuming the news. Don't even think about it, not even for a second, because you might miss something important. And if you do, you probably won't understand whatever I'm going to talk about tomorrow. We'll see you then.